Welcome into the High School Basketball Player of the Week podcast, sponsored by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. I'm Graham Shear, joined by Nathaniel Finch with this week's edition. We've got interviews from all six players of the week and their head coaches. First, from District 1, boys basketball, get it started. Tippecanoe Valley, Nolan Cumberland, the Franciscan Health Player of the Week, as well as his head coach, Joe Luce. Here's that conversation. Joining me now, head coach Joe Luce, as well as Franciscan Health Player of the Week, Nolan Cumberland from Tippecanoe Valley. So, coach, we'll actually start with you here. Vikings are 13-3. You guys are second in your conference. What's been the mindset so far this year?
Our guys have really had a mindset of toughness. We, in my first year, we've had a lot to learn, get to know each other, and they've been all about adapting to a new program, a new philosophy, a new style, and really become defensive minded. And at the same time, we're putting some points on the board. So it's a good combination. I really like this team.
Nolan, a couple of close games this week for you guys against South Bend Riley, a 4-point tough win, and then an even tougher win against Manchester, 59-57, a 2-point victory for you guys. So you had 26 points against South Bend, 4 rebounds as well, and then 28 for Manchester. What's been your mindset?
I really just wanted to win. Manchester game, we were down, and then second half, I don't know. I really just wanted to win.
And what kind of growth have you seen in your game this year?
I feel like I've gotten smarter the past 4 years. I know what to do, when to do it more.
From a leadership standpoint, how have you seen, kind of your communication and chemistry with your guys out there on the court kind of develop this year?
Yeah, like Coach said, our defense is really good. We talk a lot on the defensive end, and that just leads to good offense.
And, Coach, now, what do the Vikings have to look forward to this year?
We obviously off to a good start with a 13-3 record, and our three losses were all games that, we were capable of winning. We kind of, stepped on our foot in a Peru game to put us in a position where we need to hope for somebody to knock them off so that we can hopefully tie, or if somebody could defeat them twice, win our conference outright. But we really played good basketball. You ask about, Nolan and his leadership and, what he's changed this year with his game. Nolan's always been able to score the basketball and has been a good leader. But for our team this year, and a lot of the reason for our success is that he's taking it to another level. When we need a basket, we don't have to call a set play. We can put the ball in his hands. He can go get one. He shot the ball really well from the three-point line. He gathers his guys up and really, expects to have a team that plays together. And they've accepted him in that leadership role. And it's really, helped for us to have a good season. For the rest of the season, we hope to, again, win out in our conference. We have three games left and two big ones this week. And hopefully we can do that, finish off the conference season with just one loss, get a little help to win that, and then really play good basketball down the stretch to prepare for a tournament run.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach. Thank you, Nolan, for your time. Again, congratulations on the awarding. Good luck to you both the rest of the year.
Thank you.
That's Nolan Cumberland and his head coach, Joe Luce, for Tippecanoe Valley. Now let's transition into District 1 girls basketball. Addison Baxter, Franciscan Health Player of the Week from Columbia City High School, as well as her head coach, Amy Shearer. Here's that conversation with Amy and Addison. Joining me now, head coach Amy Shearer from Columbia City, as well as Franciscan Health Player of the Week, Addison Baxter. So, coach, we'll actually start with you here. Coach, the Eagles were 20-2 going into last night's game against Homestead. Can you just talk about the mindset for the Eagles over the course of the year, of the course of the season?
Sure, our mindset has been, we're not going to be intimidated by anybody. We're going to go into every game with the mindset that we're going to win. And we focus on team basketball. We have kids that could put up maybe 20, 25 points every single game, but we're not going to highlight just one kid on our team. We preach the we over me concept here, and our kids really buy into that. They share the ball well. They're just a a great basketball team that really looked forward to every game, especially those games where we were playing ranked teams, and a challenge for us to try to see how good we could become.
And Coach, what big positives are you taking away from this year?
Well, the fact that we don't have any seniors and still managed to go 22 was a pretty big accomplishment for us. We beat several ranked teams. I thought we played a great competition schedule. We just have kids that don't back down. They've played a lot of basketball. They're pretty headsy. They get along. They play for one another. And, you know, they persevere. They've got that grit. And when things get tough, they try to figure out a way to come back and try to get better every day.
Addison, so you're just a sophomore with Columbia City. What was, you know, the feeling for you over the course of the year?
It was definitely, I feel like, a reward because we've worked so hard in the off season as a team. We've worked hard during season as a team, and I feel like it really paid off to have a successful season.
And how has that leadership role been for you out there on the court?
I think it's definitely been something that has helped shape me not only as a player but as a person. I feel like I'm able to communicate better, and I just know that my teammates trust me, and that brings a lot of confidence to my game.
Any big specific things you're looking to improve in the off season now, getting ready for next year?
I would definitely say my pull up mid range. I love to get to the basket, but I feel like sometimes the mid range is the easier shot, and I just am looking to recognize and improve that shot.
And just talk about what the Eagles kind of the season was like for not only, you know, the team, but you specifically, and how the chemistry on the court with you know, your girls was developed throughout the year.
Yeah, so obviously as the season progresses, we grow closer, but I feel like we all had the same mindset. We were all coming into every game thinking that this, like, we all played it like how it could be our last game. We always persevered. We played with grit the whole time. We looked to each other when things got rough. We really focused on during free throws that we come together, we talk about what defense we're going to run or how we can improve our defense or offense. And I feel like that helped bring our team chemistry closer.
Coach, what kind of season did you see out of Addison specifically?
I saw a wonderful season ahead of her. She put in so many hours in the off season developing her game. You know, as a freshman coming in, her defense was top notch. Very quick on the ball, getting in passing lanes. She let us in steals and deflections as a freshman. On the offensive end, she just had a knack and a way of getting to the basket that a lot of girls can't figure out. And we've had multiple conversations that she's even been in eighth grade. You know, what do I need to do to get to the next level, take the next step? And in the off season, we talked a lot about, okay, we can get to the rim. Now let's try to develop and get better at an outside shot. So you're multidimensional and you're difficult to guard. Mm-hmm. And she took that to heart. She spent a lot of hours in the gym, both in the summer, during school, comes in before school and shoots. So definitely a gym rat, somebody that loves the game of basketball, will do what she's asked, and just really, really just puts a lot of time in to be the best player she can be. And she's also not one of those kids that looks through the game like, yeah, I'm there. There's nothing else I need to improve on. That's probably the farthest thing from her mind. It's, you know, okay, what do I need to do now? Like, what can I get better at now? I think she's very much a critic of herself and wants to be the best player possible and best teammate possible.
Coach, a great season for the Eagles, but a very obviously tough loss last night. How can you guys let that fuel you and drive you in the offseason getting ready for next year?
Boy, I'm sure just in general, that's going to be a big, big sticking point with our basketball team. The preseason goal was sectional title, and we fell short of that. You know, we talk all the time about setting goals, whether they're short term or long term. What do you have to do to achieve those goals? And sometimes you have to learn from failure. Sometimes you won't be as successful as you think or hope you're going to be, but you've got to reevaluate. You got to take a look and, you know, reorganize a little bit and say, okay, what is it? Like, what could we have done better? It doesn't mean that we're a bad team or had a bad season. It just at the end of the game, just had a situation happen and we got beat on free throws at 0.5 seconds on the clock. And, you know, we'll look at that. We'll talk about what we can do to get better. And next year with four seniors in the program, We're going to have some more outstanding leadership. It's different when you have seniors on your team because they know, like, this is it. There is no tomorrow. Every game you play potentially is your last game. It's the last time you're going to play this particular opponent. It's the last time you're going to have, you know, our team philanthropy get together at Christmas time to help the community. It is the last for those kids leaving. And I just think that will really be something that will set the tone for those kids next year.
Coach Addison, thank you so much for your time today, this morning, guys. And good luck to you guys both. Congrats on the award.
Thank you so much.
It's Addison Baxter and head coach Amy Shearer from Columbia City. I want to thank them so much for their time this morning following the tough loss against Homestead last night. Now let's transition into District 2 boys. From Yorktown, A.J. Dunn, Franciscan Health Player of the Week, as well as his head coach, Matt Moulton. Now joining me, head coach Matt Moulton from Yorktown, as well as A.J. Dunn, Franciscan Health Player of the Week. So, coach, start with you. The Tigers are 12-5 to start the year. What's been the mindset?
Well, I mean, we knew we had a lot of pieces coming back this year, and we had a nice run there at the end of the season last year. We won sectional and so had a pretty decent summer. And so, hey, I mean, the mindset is let's raise these championship aspirations a little bit to another level. And so far we've had a really nice regular season, and, 12-5 is decent, but we got a tough home stretch, you know, with our last five games, and then we're really looking forward to competing on that sectional. So I think we're in a pretty good place right now.
Now, AJ, now you guys were 2-1 this week, a pretty tough win over Winchester. You had 23 points in that one, and then you faced great New Pal team, 15-1 they were, and you lost to them by 7, but 21 points in that one as well. And then you had 33 points against Fort Wayne Carroll, a very tough win there as well. What's been your mindset specifically, AJ?
I just try and do what I need to get us to win every game, and whether that's like scoring or distributing to some of my teammates or just locking down the best player on defense, I always want to do what's best for the team and what's best to get us to win. And that's what was the mindset on Saturday, I mean, and all week. So I just try to put it in the hole and play good defense.
And how does it feel to have a pretty good start to the year here, 12-5? How does it feel?
I mean, great. I mean, we battled a lot last year with wins and losses. We came short in a lot of them. And this says a lot about our program. We're a family. We stayed together. We stayed the course. We kept working. And it's turned out good for us right now.
What kind of growth have you seen in your game out there on the court?
My physique, my strength, I've gotten a lot bigger throughout the years. I've had to step up, score more, and always just try and guard the best player. So definitely with my defense. Definitely my biggest growth is there.
And so you're a senior now as well, senior guard for the Tigers. What kind of, from a leadership standpoint, what kind of development have you seen out there on the court being one of the leaders and, you know, communicating with your guys?
Yeah, so always leading by example, going hard in practice every day, talking, always being the loudest person in the court. And I always didn't use to do that. I mean, when I was a freshman, I never really had to let all the older guys do it. But then I had to step up early in my sophomore year and just had to talk and lead by example.
And coach, you mentioned the Tigers have five more games here. What do you guys have else to look forward to as you come down the stretch of the season?
Well, we just got to compete our butts off. I mean, our second leading scorer broke his thumb, so We're minus him just as of two games ago. So we're trying to piece things together a little bit, and that's been challenging. We're just going to try to find the right combination to do it here down the home stretch against really good competition, and then looking really forward to sectionals.
All right, thank you, AJ, and thank you, Coach Moulton, for your time this morning. Want to thank them for their time. Again, congratulations on the award, and best of luck to you guys the rest of the year.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was AJ Dunn and his head coach, Matt Moulton, from Yorktown. Want to wish them congratulations and good luck to the Tigers the rest of the year. Transition into District 2 girls basketball, Adrienne Tolan, Franciscan Health Player of the Week from West Lafayette, as well as her head coach, Jane Schnott.
You know, before we start talking about how great Adrienne is, how about just the mindset of the team right now? Having a good season, but you play a tough Twin Lakes squad on Friday. What's the mindset going to the sectionals?
Yeah, I think we had a really good finish, and last week was indicative of that, that really helped us propel us to get us ready for sectional. So we have a great mindset. We know Twin Lakes is a terrific team. We played them close the last time we played them, so we're excited to get another opportunity and play them on a neutral court and see what happens.
As far as Adrienne goes, you know, she's been a great player for you all year. Second time now that she has been selected for this honor, but what sets her apart?
Yeah, most definitely. I'm really excited that she got the opportunity twice to have this honor because most deserving. Biggest thing is she's a stat stuffer. I mean, of course, she puts up points for us, which is really important. But if you look at her stat line every night, rebounds, offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds, steals, assists. She just contributes to so many in so many ways for our team, in addition to be one of our top defenders. So she's basically one of those players that impacts not just her own stats, but everybody around her. She makes people better, and I think that's what I've seen her grow into as our point guard this year. She's really doing a great job of getting other people involved and putting them in good places where we can score the ball. And so, just that maturation has been really critical. And we're not where we are without her, for sure.
So she won this award at the end of November, beginning of December. Have you seen her continue to improve since then?
Yeah, definitely. I think the biggest thing is, we played tougher teams in January. So winning the award earlier was nice, but now that we got into January and she had the week that she had last week against McCutchen and Harrison, they tried to defend her and shut her down. So that was kind of nice to see her rise above that. And we expect that with Twin Lakes coming up on Friday. So it was good preparation and just seeing her be able to develop some other parts of her game. People are forcing her left, and she's really worked on that. She's worked on her post-up game. So there's lots of areas that she's improved this year.
Before the season started, could you have envisioned her to be this good and this good firing on all cylinders late in the season?
Yeah, most definitely, because she's a competitor. I mean, that's the other thing. We can talk all we want about stats, but I think her best attribute is she's a terrific teammate, and she wants to win more than anything. I'm sitting right next to her, and I know she'll say yes to this. If she had 0 points and no stats and we win, she'd be just as happy, because that's the kind of kid she is. So not only did I expect this from her, but I know this is just the tip of the iceberg. She's going to continue to get better and better because she's a worker and is hungry and just a competitor. So we got good times ahead.
Adrienne, this next question for you. You guys got a pretty easy win against McCutchen. You put up 27 points, 7 rebounds, and then Harrison, a bit tougher of a win, but you put up a similar stat line. You know, how does this set you up for confidence going into sectionals?
Obviously, the competition was tougher, like you said, for Harrison. So I had to find, it was harder to score, obviously. So I had to, figure out different ways to score. So I feel like that will help during the Twin Lakes game. So, I started posting up more. And then against Twin Lakes, I can obviously post up. So I feel like that me posting up and finding different ways to score would definitely help in Twin Lakes.
Tell me about that first game when you guys played Twin Lakes. How was the matchup for you? You know, and what are you looking to change this time around?
The first game, it was a little rough. We were up 10 points, so we were feeling pretty good about that. But then we started laying down because I think they started driving on us. So I feel like we're definitely more prepared now for Twin Lakes. And so we know how to handle all their pressure and everything about that.
How excited are you going into sectionals?
I'm very excited. I feel like we have a really good chance of winning, and we're really prepared, like I said, and we just really want to win sectional.
Twin Lakes, obviously a tough team. Are there any other kind of tough teams in your sectional, or is it just the two of you guys at the top?
For a sectional, anyone can win at any point. It's anybody's game. So, even if we get past Twin Lakes, we either got BC or Western or any of those teams. So we always have to bring our A game.
I love to hear it, Adrienne. What comes next for you after high school?
I love basketball, so I want to play basketball in college, but I need to keep working at it and working every day so I can be able to play later in college.
Well, it's been impressive seeing that you've continued to improve since getting this award back in November. So great job so far this season. Good luck on Friday, and hopefully you guys can hoist the sectional title at the end of the weekend.
Thank you.
A big thanks to Coach Schott and Adrian Tolan, second time winner of the Player of the Week. And what a good week they had. Good luck on Friday for sectionals. We're going to switch gears and now talk to the District 3 Boys Player of the Week, presented by Franciscan Health. His name is Jack Benter. I'm sure you've heard it. He's the guy that broke the backboard for Brownston Central just a couple weeks ago. We're going to talk to him about that. We'll talk to him about the amazing week that he had, breaking a school record and scoring with 48 points in his first game. Oh, and then guess what? He did it again against Austin the very next game. So we'll talk to him about that. They played four games last week, won all four of them. A future Boilermaker, Jack Benter, and his father, head coach David Benter. Coach, you've seen the development of Jack over time, but for this year, what sets him apart? Why is he able to find so much success?
I think his ability to read what the defense gives him, probably. We saw a lot of different defense this week. The first couple teams, it was a little bit more straight up man-to-man. And then Friday we ran into a diamond of one, plus they would run a second and sometimes third guy at him every time he caught the ball. And then Saturday was man, but then they just ran a second guy at him consistently throughout the night. So I think he did a good job all week of kind of taking what the defense gave him and just reading and reacting to what was open for him and what was best for our team.
Coach, being his father, you've seen, his development throughout life, but as far as his development as a leader for this basketball team, how's that changed the last couple of years?
Well, it's got a lot better. He's by nature a quiet kid, and he didn't say a lot as a freshman. He started to say a little bit more last year, but this year he's taking on more of an ownership role, and that's good to see, and we expect that to continue to improve as he gets older also.
I'll ask a similar question to Jack, but when he broke that school record the first time against Silver Creek, what was that feeling like for you?
I was proud. I was surprised. It was kind of a different game because that was the game that got split up with the backboard. So he really only played a half that night. So I had no idea until they announced it after the game that he had scored 48 points. So, I was kind of surprised, but I was happy for him. He obviously did a lot more than scoring that game. And I thought he had played really well. I was really excited for him.
And then how about that second game when he did the same thing?
Well, that was kind of the same situation. We had talked and were planning on taking him out in the third quarter, and one of the coaches nudged me and said he had 46 points and was 2 points away from his score record from the night before. So we made the decision to leave him in a couple more minutes then in the fourth quarter. So it was good to see, shots came a little bit easier that night, and is he got a real rhythm in the third quarter and shot the ball really, really well.
Coach, what's it like coaching your son?
There's a lot of people, you hear some people talk about how difficult it is, but I've had several coaches I talked to before Jack got into high school just to get their advice, and every single one of them said it was such a positive experience. And we've really had very few instances where we've disagreed on things, and it's left the gym. So it's been a real positive experience, and I'm just glad we got a little bit over a year left also.
Jack, this next question for you. Take me to that game against Silver Creek when you broke the school record. What was the feeling like, when you found out that you broke the record?
It was awesome. Like Coach said, I really didn't have a clue how many points I had because it was split up in two different games. And then once they announced that, I was kind of shocked at first, but it was a nice surprise.
Well, and then in the game against Austin, you made sure that there was no asterisk next to that record. What was it like, once you found out, like he said, well, let's keep you in for the fourth quarter, you're close. But once you hit that shot that put you over.
Right. Everybody was super excited for me. And it was nice to see some shots finally starting to fall in the third quarter because the first half we didn't shoot it great. So it was nice for us to hit some shots in the third and fourth quarter and to get the win.
Well, you guys got four wins on the week. You're now undefeated in conference at the top of it. What's the feeling like for the rest of the year? You guys are having so much success.
Well, we started to play really good last week. We played really well. So we just got to keep playing well, and hopefully it can translate in the tournament and just keep and play good and hopefully make it deep in the tournament.
As a player, what do you think your best skill is on the floor?
Probably either shooting or passing.
Yeah, it sure seems like you can do both at a high clip, especially with those 12 rebounds in that game against Austin. Very impressive. So you are committed to Purdue. What's that process like getting recruited by Purdue? And you got to be pretty excited to go play for Matt Painter, right?
Right. It's been a really good experience. They're a great program, and just their coaching staff is really unbelievable. They're like a family. They just make you feel included in everything, just make you feel like you're a part of the team, even though I'm not up there yet.
Jack, I've mentioned your name to a couple different coaches, and everybody says, oh, the backboard kid, right? You're pretty famous for breaking the backboard a few weeks ago. Just tell me what that was like when you went up and brought down the whole board with you.
Well, I just went up and just a dunk, and then next thing I know, stuff was hitting me in the face. I really didn't realize it until I hit the ground, and then I had glass in my hair, and my hand was cut, and there's glass everywhere, and everybody was shocked at first, but it was crazy.
That's a story you're going to be telling for a long time.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jack, appreciate your time. Good luck with the rest of the year. Hope you guys have all the success this year.
Thank you.
A great conversation with Jack Benter, and we appreciate him for the time, as well as his father, head coach David Benter. Next, we'll move on to Reagan Martin of Owen Valley. Her head coach, Trace Temple, is a conversation with both of them. Patriots, they're right around 500 this year, but that does not matter going into sectionals. They'll play Indian Creek tonight, who's 22-1, a good squad. And we wish them the best of luck for that. Let's get a conversation with Reagan and head coach Trace Temples about her win last week, in which she had 31 points and 22 rebounds, 4 blocks, 2 assists. A great player, and we get to talk to her. Big win against White River Valley last week. You know, how instrumental was Reagan in that win?
Obviously, she was huge in that win with 31 points, 22 rebounds. But it's not just, you know, it's not been that, just that one game. She's been doing this for us for 4 years. And with senior night, you know, it's always special for our three seniors. And knew that we were going to come in and she was going to have a big night for us. Didn't know how big it was going to be, but we were really fortunate to have her on our team. But it was a huge night for us.
She's been doing this all year, like you said. What makes her so special on the basketball court?
Well, she's been somebody that's played basketball for a long time, and she has a team first mentality, and she's willing to do whatever it takes to help us win. Now, over the last 4 years, that's doing a lot of different things. She leads us in scoring. She leads us in shot blocks. She holds every block record for our school. She now holds a 3-point record. There's times she brings it up the floor. But if we need her to go inside, she goes inside. She's willing to do whatever it takes to help us win. And, you know, she's not only a great basketball player, great person, and it's been awesome to have her on this team being our leader.
You've seen her development over the last 4 years. How has she developed as a leader for this squad?
I would say just her ability to be a little more vocal, and then she leads by example on the floor. She's always willing to kind of keep a cool head no matter what the situation is in a game, whether it's, you know, we're getting pressured or a team's making a run. You know, she's able to kind of stay cool and collected, and then, you know, evolve over the course of the 4 years to be a little bit more vocal, but also take the time with our younger players and do what it takes to lead, not only on the game, but in practice as well.
As far as the team as a whole, guys, going into sectional play tonight, thanks for taking the time outside of your preparation. But best part about sectionals is that your record doesn't matter. You're playing a good Indian Creek squad. What are we looking for in the game tonight?
Oh, well, obviously, they're one of the best teams in the state of Indiana. Played them earlier in the year. And, you know, players like Wiseman, you know, you don't see them all the time. But early on the year, the first half, we competed really well. It was a single-digit game until right there, right before halftime. They made a little bit of a run. We went down, I believe it was 14.5. We know that we've got to put together 4 really good quarters to be in this one and give ourselves a chance to win. But we feel like we've got a good game plan, and we feel like if there's any team in our sectional that can compete with them, it's us. So like you said, the 0-0 record now, and we're hoping to come in and you know, take it a play at a time and compete in this one.
Did that 15-point win against White River Valley kind of give you guys any confidence going into this game?
Oh, you know, obviously we want to end our season on a good note. And, you know, this is a group that really, it's not necessarily about confidence with them. It's just making sure that we're gelling at the right time. And I feel like we are. We've been in a lot of good games. You know, throughout the year, our record is not what we would like it to be. But if you go back and look at our games and you were to watch them, we competed the entire year. So we know what we're capable of. We just hope right now that we hit our stride at the right time and give ourselves a chance to win.
Well, Coach, good luck with that. Reagan, I'll ask you the next couple questions. Take me back to that White River Valley game when, you know, you put up the 31 points and a crazy 22 rebounds, 4 blocks. What was it like in that game knowing that you could just do whatever you wanted on the floor?
Well, it's kind of cool, honestly, but just making my shots is good, and I just played hard, and, like, that's all that matters to me.
Coach said you've been doing this all year. You've been doing it for the last couple years. What's it like knowing that your teammates can count on you to produce on all levels of the floor?
It's just special, and it makes a lot of connections between my teammates, and I think that's what makes us special too, because we all rely on each other.
What do you think is your best skill on the basketball court?
I think the way I play defense and blocking shots.
How have you gotten so good? You know, what has it taken to get you to this point personally?
I work hard, really, work really hard in the off season, and I just, every practice I come in and I work hard.
What comes next for you after high school?
I'm planning to attend Hanover College for my athletic and academic career.
Love to hear it. As far as this matchup you guys have tonight, you pretty excited for sectionals?
Yeah, I mean, this is a cool game, and it's a cool opportunity for me and my team to go against a really good team.
Reagan, you guys played Indian Creek earlier in the year. What was that matchup like for you specifically? How did they attack you, and what kind of things do you think you can change personally?
Personally, I think that I can attack more, but, I mean, they played me pretty much straight up, doubled sometimes, but I think hopefully they do that again, and I'll shoot better and stuff like that, so...
What is the feeling of the team going into sectionals this week? Is everybody excited?
Yeah, we know it's going to be a tough game, but I think we're all ready, and we're all ready to do it for each other.
Well, I wish you guys the best of luck. Hope that by the end of the week you're lifting up that crown. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We would like to thank all 6 of the Franciscan Health Players of the Week presented by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. Best of luck to the 3 young ladies in their sectionals and the 3 young men with the rest of their season. Tune in next Wednesday to hear from the next week's winners. For the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association, with Nathaniel Finch, I'm Graham Shear.